The Concordia Faculty Association is investigating whether recent actions from the university violate academic freedom. Early in September, a memo was sent from the university's Vice President Academic, Ann Whitelaw. The memo prohibited faculty departments from posting political statements. Part of the memo said that recent geopolitical conflicts, particularly in the Middle East, have led to an escalation of tensions on campus, leading some faculty and staff to feel unwelcome. After the memo, the university took down existing statements from departments it deemed political. Statements condemning Israel's action against Palestine were removed. So were older statements on topics like feminism, and pending statements like subjects about colonialism. Here is Concordia Faculty Association counselor and history professor Elena Rozlogova raising her concerns.
Usual statements that the departments pass, motions or position statements, are not allowed to be published, which greatly diminishes our ability to participate in university governance and also makes debate at the university very difficult because we're basically muzzled on anything that we want to say as a collective.
The Faculty Association has a lawyer currently investigating whether this new policy violates the collective agreement between them and the university. Rozlogova believes the lawyer will find faculty governance has been infringed upon.
If the union pushes back strongly on this memo, I think it may be possible to restore the statements and restore the possibility of future statements.
She calls Concordia's actions censorship at a highly important time.
This is ongoing conflict that we cannot talk about, that's been erased from conversation entirely because of these concerns that some members of our intellectual community may be offended. I don't think being offended is a good reason. It's a good reason to forget about genocide.
Vice President Academic Whitelaw and the Concordia Media Relations team have ignored requests for comment from CJLO about the accusations of censorship or the continued enforcement of this policy. In the memo circulated in September from the school, Whitelaw cited Concordia's 2022 policy on the use of the university's name and reputation as grounds for the political statement ban. I'm Adam Innes for CJLO News.
Hi, I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett, and you are listening to Modern Melodies. For this first track we have going on today, it is called Galaxy by Bruno Pernadas. This is a longer track, but I like to view it as kind of a journey because the way it goes will always keep you guessing with changing key and time signatures, and it gives a lot of imagery with the chords, and I find it to be very sunny and rich. So, hope you enjoy. This is Galaxy.
Thank you.
That was Galaxy by Bruno Pernadas. Off of the album, Those Who Throw Objects at the Crocodiles Will Be Asked to Retrieve Them. Just as interesting as the song itself. Up next, there's a song called Ithaca by Erickson Kaner, Sasha Create, and James Akers. And it starts off for the first 30 seconds with this almost incessant piano, but as the other instruments start to layer it in, it becomes a beautiful example of contiguity. And then something else I really appreciate about the track is the saxophone and the space it creates with the keys and the drums, and it makes for a very beautiful sonic landscape. So this is called Ithaca.
Thank you.
That was Ithaca by Erickson Kaner, Sasha Create, and James Akers. Up next, we've got an ad break, and we're going to be talking about the funding drive that has been going on for the last 2 weeks, so some information on that. And afterwards, I'll be back with some Portuguese rap.
It's that time of year again. CGLO's annual funding drive is taking place from October 11th to the 26th, and as always, we've got some exciting events planned over both weeks. So grab a pen and get ready to mark your calendars. Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m., join us at Le Petit Urs, formerly known as URSA, for a concert booking workshop hosted by Montreal promoters Worst That Ever and Kick Drum. Entry is $10, or it's pay what you can. Friday, October 25th, there'll be a special all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. featuring a rotating cast of CGLO DJs and special guests. So be sure to tune in at cglo.com or 6090 a.m. I'll be there, and you're going to want to hear what we've cooked up, I swear. We hope to see you at some events. Stay tuned at 6090 a.m. or cglo.com. And for more information about our funding drive, you can go to cglofundingdrive.com.
Horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
And we're back. Up next. Up next is Esperanza, which is some Portuguese rap. And something I really like about this is that there's an element you don't hear in more recent rap, which is the contrabass. And the line of in of itself is what makes this track what it is, whether paired with abrasive vocals, playful timing with the rap verses, or the piano solo. I feel like the bass is an overlooked instrument in a lot of jazz and the surrounding genres, so it's nice to see the credit it deserves. So this is Esperanza by Criollo, Dino de Santiago, and Amara Frides.
Cabeça vai pro formal, dinheiro, carro, joia, futebol. Sucesso é acesso, dinheiro é processo, molal. Pick and roll pra passar de pôr gasol. A empresa em si bemol, programa da Endemol, Holanda e Brasil, pra além de futebol. Cê vai morrer de cachaça, vai morrer de xilitol. O novo zelador da terra, drill e rock'n'roll. Abram alas, batam palmas ao novo rei mongol. Devoção a Nossa Senhora, veja a intenção. Louca, faca, pouca, sem emoção. Transição, translação, coração na extensão. Nas voltas que o mundo dá, meu rap faz canção. Nas voltas que o mundo dá, meu rap faz canção.
Hoje eu vim realizar todo o sonho dos meus ancestrais e deixar para trás todo o pesadelo que os desfez.
Hoje eu vim realizar o sonho dos meus ancestrais e deixar para trás o pesadelo que os desfaz. É preciso entender essa dor é geracional e por esse motivo eu hoje digo tchau. Abençoe quem quer me matar, para que não me encontre antes dele. Deus abençoe quem quer me matar, para que não me encontre antes dele.
Falar. expectativas. Se tiver de ser, será.
That track was called No Droit by Thievery Corporation and the guest vocalist, Karina Zeviani. Something I really love about this song is that when I first heard it, words didn't come to me. All I saw were colors, and I felt as if they carried a blanket of sadness, longing, and unquenchable thirst for the past. So this is just such a nice song whenever you're really needing to dig into those moments. Coming up next, we have a little bit of a switch up, and I wouldn't say it's really modern, but it's a great track, Beauty and the Beast by Wayne Shorter off of Native Dancer. The music will speak for itself.
Thank you. esse amor. Where will you go?
But simple track by Natty Reeves off of his new album Mist Over Water titled It's Your Move. I love this song because of just the organicness of it. Like, you can hear the sound of the sliding on the fretboard, and his solo that he takes is super nice because I wouldn't say it's hesitant, but it's more like enjoying himself, like going on a nice slow walk on a nice day. Up next, the song is titled Night Sky by Los Angeles keyboardist J3PO. This track is also quite easy on the ears, but in different ways. Very layered, and there's this really nice, catchy key break around a minute in that kind of flows into this percussive piano solo. I'll talk about the piano solo a little more after the track, but I just love his touch. The way that he puts pressure on the keys is just so nuanced. Ah, so good. Okay, this is Night Sky, J3PO.
Thank you.
is Night Sky, J3PO. Last weekend, I was talking to somebody trying to explain the difference between modern jazz and, I guess, later jazz, earlier jazz. And I think a lot of it has to do with the electronic influence, which is so present. Like, I guess with Beauty and the Beast, you had those traditional instruments accompanying it, but here you have, like, layered synths and effects, and we'll see this on a song, the last song of the show, but I guess that's what makes this genre so special right now, and how boundaryless it is. Up next, I have a song called Fruteria by an Argentinian funk band. Super groovy. It's called Fruteria by Ekathe.
Montreal's ultimate comic haven, Crossover Comics, is celebrating their 12th anniversary on October 26th with a sale you won't want to miss. Absolutely everything is discounted with 15% off store-wide, buy two get one free deals on select groups of items, and free Halloween comics available while supplies last. Also, creator signings will be taking place in-store throughout the day, including Tate Bromball, writer of the new series Green Lantern, Dark. Don't miss the Crossover Comics 12th anniversary sale from October 25th to 27th, in-store at 3560 Notre-Dame West in Saint-Henri, right next to Metro Lionel Group.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
And we're back. Up next, we have a song called Sock It To Me by Jerome Thomas. He just has such a nice, expressive way on the vocals. This is a new album called Submerge. That was Sock It To Me by Jerome Thomas. Just too groovy. Before I play my last track on today's show, I want to take a moment to talk about the funding drive that we've been having for the last week and a half. It ends on Saturday, and it's so, so important to donate money to your local radio station so you can hear students and young people like me getting my own music taste and their own music taste and sending it out to the world. And it's just so important to hear voices and get them out. So you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com and donate whatever you can. That would be greatly appreciated by the station. This next song is called Ego Death by Jonah Gabriel, which is a Melbourne-based artist. And this song is very interesting in terms of like the sonic landscape it creates. There's a lot of electronic instruments while still keeping it very simple and kind of organic. I really love the saxophone. Incredibly expressive. So hope you enjoy.